some people were surprised by what you did. Are you like, I didn't even scratch the surface. I got way more than that.
Surprised what about the game?
Yeah.
I can't say. I really don't know. I guess it was just come out and have a good day.
Because you're saying you had, coming out of Georgia Tech, you had four routes that you knew. Mm-hmm. Now you come to this complicated offense. How hard has it been to learn, and what did you think of your first performance?
I think I did okay. I could have did better. But basically, the routes, I got help from a lot of people, Eddie and Rod, and just kept working. So it built up and got better.
You were saying, Kyle was saying the thing that impressed him was that there were a couple times during the game where you had to make midstream adjustments, and the fact that you hadn't been playing at all and were able to do that impressed him. Is that because you were able to kind of meet with your coaches as much as you did during your off time?
I met with my coach Adam Gase a lot, and then just stayed in my playbook and just knew all the side adjustments and what all the safety and corners are doing.
Was it hard, though, to translate that from the page to now you're seeing it on the field, or did it just click?
Oh, it was hard. It's real hard. But we did it a lot in practice, so it helped me out, too.
So last week you guys worked on some of that?
Yes, sir. Things?
Any congratulatory texts or calls or anything from anyone?
I had a lot of those. I had like 130 texts.
Really? Anybody in particular? Paul Johnson, maybe? Or?
Well, a couple of my college coaches, high school coaches, different family.
I get a lot of these things from like fantasy leaguers and stuff. Like, what Broncos receiver? And what I say to everybody is that this is a team that's going to be, one week it's going to be this guy, one week. You guys look at it the same way that, you know, hey, you had almost 100 yards this week and a touchdown, but next week it might be Eddie's turn or whatever.
Yeah, you never know, because all the receivers we got are good, so you never know who's going to have a big game.
Do you think it's more difficult for defenses to face something like that where you guys do have not one number one guy, but yet guys can be number one on a given day?
Yeah, I think so. Most of the time you got one good guy, you have your best defensive guy on it, but in our situation we got everybody good, so it's tough.
He wants to know who he should start this week.
No, I don't have any Broncos.
How do you react to all the Brandon Marshall players since now this year? You've made a big impact on the offense.
I don't really say nah. I just laugh at everybody when they say that. He's a good receiver, and I'm trying to be a good receiver myself.
Kind of glad to have that first one out of the way before the Colts come in.
Yeah, I'm super glad. I needed that one. Just going to get in and go work hard and try to do the same as I did last week.
What do you see when you look at their defense?
Two defensive ends. and they play for that whole defense is fast.
You talk about sight adjustments. When you've got a pass rush that can get there as quickly as they can, you really do have to, this, especially this week, be on your toes to be able to cut a route off, or you know, if there's trouble or things like that. Do you look at it that way?
Yeah, it's gonna be a little tougher this week. It's gonna be have to be a little snap faster because they come upfield so fast, and the quarterback ain't got much time, so it's gonna be tough.